There's a reason April Fool's Day is set in April. The problem is that many of our migrating birds are playing games of probability, partly driven by genetics. If the first robins of spring happen to be early birds in a year when spring arrives early, they do indeed get the worms, along with top-notch territories and a jump on the more cautious or lackadaisical robins. That year, a bumper crop of baby robins will carry the antsy early bird genes. But in years like this, when there are no worms available for the early birds, the earlier robins end up hungry as late winter fruit supplies grow badly depleted and worms are securely buried under frozen topsoil and inches of snow. I've received a few emails about robins visiting suet feeders, and I expect that when they wend their way up here, yellow-rumped warblers will be visiting feeders as well. There's always mortality during spring migration. Whenever birds leave, there are perils galore, including collisions with windows and lighted towers, predation, habitat destruction and loss, and all manner of other hazards before we even start considering the weather. Songbirds are tiny mites, many weighing significantly less than an ounce, yet they power their way through hundreds or thousands of miles without benefit of GPS, restaurants, hotels, or any of the other amenities we mere humans consider necessities on a journey. And whatever the weather, they make their trips as naked as jaybirds. Storms can kill a lot of birds, especially tornadoes and ice storms. Deaths from this kind of extended cold are not nearly as dramatic, but are still significant. This year is already shaping up to be a seriously bad one. This morning, the Raptor Education Group of Antigo issued a bird emergency alert. Marge Gibson posted, "Last night, into early morning, I took over 50 phone calls, texts, and Facebook messages. Most were about weak and dying warblers, robins, and woodcocks. More snow and cold temperatures are predicted for Wednesday and Thursday. The birds require your help. The birds can deal with some snow and cold, but not deep snow, 30-plus inches, and sustained cold. They have slipped into hypothermia. Birds that eat insects cannot find natural food. They're starving. If you see a bird that you can pick up, please do so. Put it in a cardboard box. Put a towel in the bottom of the box and bring them into a warm area. Cover the box to create an incubator of sorts. You are looking for a temperature of about 80 degrees. Put food in the box. Live or dried mealworms and live waxworms work. Transport the bird as soon as you can to our facility or your local avian wildlife rehabilitation center." Marge Gibson continued, "Keep the bird warm, well-fed, a small non-tipped dish of water in the box in the meantime. Do not release while weather conditions remain challenging." Again, Marge reminds us, please keep your bird feeders full. Robins can eat cut-up raisins, dried mealworms, shelled sunflower seed pieces, frozen blueberries, crumbled suet blocks. Put food on the ground where you see the birds. Birds are dying of malnutrition and hypothermia and need assistance to get through this horrific weather. Call Reggie at 715-623-4015 or your local avian rehabilitator for guidance. Thank you for your help. Marge adds that they're in desperate need of volunteer drivers for the coming snow and asks to please call 715-623-4015 or leave a message on Facebook if you can help them. Birds are coming from Marshfield, Stevens Point, Pittsville, Adams, Friendship, Wausau, Shawano, Marion, and all the surrounding areas. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.